Hi, Amy. Thanks for your patience.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I have a question about blood blisters that I get on my tongue and on the side of my mouth. And usually I can tell what does it. Like last year it was an avocado. So I stayed away from it for a year, tried a little tiny piece of it, blood blister came back. And this last time I thought, well, you know, I've been without gluten for a long time and wheat. So I had some sourdough bread or something, and sure enough, it came back. So is that a food sensitivity that's causing it?
In a manner of speaking, ma'am, it is, yeah. It is a sensitivity, yes. But that kind of sensitivity to gluten tells you that staying away from it for a long time, which would be the next 100 years,
yeah.
would be a very, very, very good idea. Because
I think so. Yeah, that really convinced me.
Not just the blood blisters, but gluten has this very bad habit of blocking the absorption of just about anything we digest that's a mineral or an essential fatty acid, ma'am.
Okay. That's good. So, yeah, they're just annoying. I mean, I've got currently two or three in my mouth right now, and it's just like, is there anything that can hurry along the recovery of them, or is you just have to wait for them to heal?
Well, remember what happens in just about any animal's liver. You've heard this from me before, but here we go again. Rabbits, cats, giraffes, gorillas, whatever. Whenever something that is bad for that animal's body gets into the body, up goes the vitamin C production, and it stays up there until the bad thing is detoxified.
Okay.
So it's a very first step we should all think about when we're reacting to something is, okay, how much vitamin C will my insides allow me to take without getting gas and loose bowels, which means it's not being absorbed either.
Okay. I've got some buffered vitamin C, so I can do that.
There you go, ma'am.
Yeah.
That's the first thing to do.
Well, great. Thank you. That was a good convincing thing to do, was to try that sourdough again, because now I know I never need it again.
You got it, ma'am. You have to put in for different genetics for your next lifetime, okay?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.